We're learning Masech the Shabbos Daf Lamehei Menalef. This is the second shir in the Amud. In this shir, I want to go through halacha l'maisa the sugya of Seisei Kechavim to explain the different shittas that there are. Halacha l'maisa haint what we consider Seisei Kechavim, particularly Seisei Kechavim l'firat bein utam, to go through the makaris of all the shittas, what's the makar and what's the svara, and hopefully at the end to give some achra in the inyan. Now, like we explained in the previous shir, there are two mahalchim in the Rishonim. Hadishtim our sugya with the sugya in Psachim. That our sugya says that Bein HaShemash starts according to Rambam Mishatishka Hachama and according to Rav Yosef from Hirchsef HaTachtayim. This is all according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda L'chumra. And Hirchsef HaTachtayim is a 12th of a meal after Mishatishka Hachama. And it ends 3/4 of a mil after Mishatishka Hachama, 2/3 of a mil after Hechsef HaTachtein, is already the end of Bein HaShemashes. It's already Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Laila shortly afterwards. And the Sugya Msachim, the Gemara Msachim says that from Shkia Sachama until Tseisa Kechavim is Dalad Mil, which is considerably more than the 3/4 of a mil that says Laila, and there's a Gemara Msachim that base that says Tseisa Kechavim is Laila. Because that Gemara Msachim, it says the Alamil, was not discussing the halachas of Bein HaShemashes and the halachas of Laila. That Gemara was discussing the astronomy. But upon him, the Gemara says the Metzius is, it's the Alamil. And we have a Gemara that says that it's 3/4 of a mil after Mishatishka Hachama. So the two Mahalchim are in Bein Utam's Mahalach, which says that Shkia Sachama is different than Mishatishka Hachama. That's the difference. The Shkia Sachama of that Gemara, which means sunset, the Yishayna Mamvur, that means when we don't see the sun anymore, what we call sunset. And from Shkia Sachama till Seisa Kechavim is Dalad Mil. And then you have Mishatishka Hachama. That means the safe Shkia, or the Shkia Shnia, some other form of Shkia Sachama, which you don't see as clearly, and that occurs much later than Shkia Sachama, and from there to Laila is 3/4 of a mil. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach in the Sugya. The Mahalach of the Ga'inim, which the Gro explains, is that no, that Shkia Sachama and Mishatishka Chama are the same thing. And this Gemara is Mishatishka Chama means the actual sunset. And 3/4 of a mil is already Laila. But the Tseisa Kechavim, that the Gemara Msachim, that's Dalad Mil after Shkia Sachama, that Seisa Kechavim doesn't mean Laila. That doesn't mean Laila is Seis Gimel Kechavim, like the Gemara says in Amud Beis. But Laila over there means Seisa Kechavim, means Seis Kol HaKechavim, that every single star is out. In other words, there's absolutely no more light in the sky. It's dusk. And that taka takes Dalad Mil, but that has no halachic significance. So according to the Mahalach of Bein Utam, Shkia doesn't have halachic significance. It's still Yom Vaday after Shkia. Mishatishka Hachama is later, and it's according to the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. We spoke about this in the first year in the Amid. It's 3/4 mil after Shkia Sachama is Mishatishka Hachama, and then 3/4 of a mil later is Seisa Kechavim. And Shkia only has some significance according to Ramban, Lagabe Teisa Shabbos. According to the Gaon Faket, the Shkia Sachama and Mishatishka Chama are the same. But the Laila of Agamara, the Hiksa of Atachdin is Laila, which is 3/4 of a mil after Shkia Sachama. That's by Tseis Gimel Kechavim Beinanim, which is much earlier than the Tseis Kechavim of the Gemara Msachim, which means Tseis Kala Kechavim, and the Tseis Kechavim Gemara Msachim has no halachic significance. It's just telling you astronomically how it works. And this is what we discussed in the previous year. Now, how much is the Dalad Mil after Shkia to know when the Tseisa Kechavim is according to Bein Utam? So there are a few ways to figure it out. And L'chair, it's totally in two Mahalchim in the Gemara there in Psachim to decide how long a mil is. Because the Gemara in Psachim says that the day is 40 mil, and there's 4 mil between Aleisa Shachar and Neisachama, and 4 mil between Shkia Sachama and Seisa Kechavim. And it's a shaila what the Gemara means. Rashi learns that the 40 mil means from Aleisa Shachat to Tzeisa Kechavim. There's 40 mil total from Aleisa Shachat to Tzeisa Kechavim, and 4 mil between Aleisa Shachat and Netzachama, and 4 mil between Shkia Sachama and Tzeisa Kechavim. So what's left in the middle between Netzachama and Shkia Sachama is 32 mil. It's minus the 8 mil, the 4 mil between Aleis and Netz, and the 4 mil between Shkia and Seis. So if you make a cheshbon, if the 12-hour day, which is between Shkia, between Netz and Shkia, it's 12 hours. So if the 12-hour day is 32 mil, because we know between Netz and Shkia is exactly 12 hours, 12 clock hours. So if the 12-hour day is between Netz and Shkia, that's 32 mil. So kum dice, each mil is going to end up to be 22 and a half minutes. The 4 mil is an eighth of the 12-hour day. 4 is an eighth of 32. So the 4 mil would be an eighth of 12 hours, which would be an hour and a half. 90 minutes. That's how it should come out, lefi Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The mil would be 22 and a half minutes, and the 4 mil would be an hour and a half. That's the cheshbon. But there is a pshat from the Gain, a mechudesh tikkun pshat, and the B.R. Gron Simon Tuf Nun Tes, that he learns the Gemara that the 40 mil, in the Maskanas HaGemara, the 40 mil is between Netz and Shkia, and there's an additional 4 mil between Aleis and Netz, and an additional 4 mil between Shkia and Seis. Come to see, the entire time between Aleis and Seis is 48 mil, but what's important to know is that the 12-hour period, Netz and Shkia's 12 hours, is 40 mil, and that would make each mil to be 18 minutes. If the 720 minutes is 40 mil, each mil is 18 minutes, the 4 mil is a tenth of the day, a tenth of the 12 hours, a tenth of the 720 minutes, and that means it's 72 minutes. So this, b'kitzur nimritz, is a two ways to cheshbon the mil. If the mil is cheshbon, there's 18 minutes, and then 4 mil is 72 minutes, or the mil is cheshbon, is 22 and a half minutes, and the 4 mil is an hour and a half, 90 minutes, and that's the two mahalchim in the Gemara Masechet. And as we know, the shear that people usually go with is a shear of 72 minutes. Now also, the Bi'alocha in Siman Reish Samach Aleph brings a machlokes prima gadim and minchas kayin. Do we consider this dalad mil, whatever it is that in shoy zmanis or shoy shavis? Shoy shavis is, you're going to say a mil takes a certain amount of minutes. It doesn't matter how long or short the day is, the Bein HaShemashes will take the Shoyiz Manis, the Shoyiz Shavis. And Shoyiz Manis means, depending on that day, you take, depending if you go with the pshat that a mil is 18 minutes and 4 mil is 72 minutes, but you don't do 72 minutes, you do a tenth of that particular day. That day between Netz and Shkia, whatever it is, you do Shoyiz Manis, a tenth of that. Or if you're going to say that the mil is 22 and a half minutes, the dalad mil is 90 minutes, you'd also do Shoyiz Manis. In other words, you would do an eighth of the day between Netz and Shkia. Whatever that day is between Netz and Shkia, you take an eighth of that, an hour and a half Shoyiz Manis. And that's usually called an achtel, an eighth, in Yiddish. And that's what they do in Brisk Lamarshal, that they count Rabbeinu Tam. Rather than 72 minutes, they count it as 90 minutes, because they're going with the shear that the mil is an hour and a half, that the 40 mil is between Aleis and Seis is only 32 mil between Netz and Shkia, so the mil is an hour and a half. So the 4 mil, is 22 and a half minutes, the 4 mil is an hour and a half, it's an eighth of the day, and they do an achtel, an eighth of every day, whether it's longer or shorter. If you would do the 72 minutes, Shoyis Zmanis, you'd call it a central, a tenth of the day. But that already explains for Mahalchim and Rabbeinu Tam, you could do 72 minutes Shavais, you could do 90 minutes Shavais, you could do 72 minutes Zmanias, an Achtel, or 90 minutes Zmanias, a Tzentel. But as we know, there are a lot of other Zmanim that people seem to hold up. You know, they have a 50 minute Zman or a 60 minute Zman, and sometimes the Zmanim are referred to as degrees. They have a Zman called 8.5 degrees. What exactly is this degrees? What does it mean, b'chlal? And where does it come from? We state this as man in the sugyam. Where does it come from, this mountain? L'chaya, we have two things. We have a benu tam, which is dalad mil, and we have different mahalchim how to do dalad mil, and we have the gain, which would be 3/4 of a mil. And also, you could say 3/4 of a mil if a mil is 18 minutes, so 3/4 is 13.5 minutes. If a mil is 22.5 minutes, so 3/4 is a little bit more than 16.5 minutes. And that also maybe could be Zmani Yisrael Shavis, but where does all the other Zmanim in between come from? So the emphasis is Azai. In Shidish Rabbeinu Tam Alein, there are two Mahalchim, how you figure out when is it Laila according to Rabbeinu Tam. You have the Mahalach that goes with Dalad Mil, like we explained, and we have different approaches in Dalad Mil. Is it 72 minutes? Is it 90 minutes? Is it a tzentil? Is it an achtel? That's one approach. But you have another approach in Rabbeinu Tam, which is saying that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you look up to the sky and you see that it's dark and the stars, and you don't know exactly what the Kechavim Beinim are, but if you see there's a lot of Kechavim Ketanim, you know clearly that it's Zichat Seisa Kechavim, because you could see that there's a lot of stars in the sky, it's dark. Memela, that's Seisa Kechavim according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, both of these two Mahalchim have a tremendous, tremendous Kaishi in them. That's how I'm telling you that the circuit. You have two Mahalchim, but they're both very, very shver to Shtim and Halacha. There's a tremendous problem on both these two Mahalchim. And before I could explain clearly what the problem is, we have to give Akdama to explain a little bit the astronomic Metzius. That's important to know before we can understand the sugya properly. Which is that the time it takes for the sky to get dark after Shkia, after sunset, varies. It varies from place to place, and it varies along the time of the year. Now, it's important to know like this. The length of the day also varies. How long the day is varies from place to place, and varies from the time, different seasons of the year. But there's two major differences between the variations that occur regarding the length of the day and the variations that occur in regard to how quickly it takes for the sky to come dark after sunset. And the two differences are as following. In regard to the length of the day, we all know at the equator, the day is equal throughout all the year. The further you get away from the equator, and now in our now case, we'll call it north of the equator. The further north you are, the winter days get smaller and smaller. The spring days, the summer days get longer and longer, and the spring and fall remain equal. So someone in Eretz Yisrael, the winter days are going to be longer than in New York. And for someone in New York, the winter days are going to be longer than someone in Alaska. The further north you get, the winter days are shorter and shorter. And in the summer, someone in Eretz Yisrael, the summer days are going to be shorter than in New York. And the summer days in New York are going to be shorter than those in Alaska. The more further north you get, the longer the summer days are. Spring and fall are going to be even all over. But in regard to how long it takes to get dark after Shkia, there, the further north you are, the further away from the equator you are, the longer it will take. Winter, spring, and summer. That's why using Shai's Manius doesn't work. Anyone who's been to Eretz Yisrael knows this, and to New York, knows this idea that in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's the winter, the spring, the fall, or the summer, it gets dark about 20 minutes to about a half hour after Shkia. It's already dark. In New York, however, it takes till about 40 minutes to 55 minutes to get dark. In Alaska, it takes an hour and a half to 2 hours to get dark. But that's true in the winter, or in the fall, or in the spring, or the summer. It's always going to be longer the further north you're going to be. In regard to the length of the day, the winters are shorter and shorter and shorter the further north. The summers are longer and longer. The spring and fall are the same. As far as the length of time it takes to get dark after Shkia, In all the seasons, the further north you are, the longer it's going to take. Another difference is, between the variations, as far as the length of the day, like we explained, the winter is the shortest, the summer is the longest, the spring and fall is even. December 22nd is the shortest day, June 22nd is the longest day, September 22nd and March 22nd are the equal day. As far as how long it takes to get dark after Shkia, very surprising, spring and fall are the shortest, the winter is a little bit longer than spring and fall, the summer is the longest. Now with this in mind, when the Gemara says a shir, the Gemara says Dalad Milim Sachim, and the Gemara says 3/4 of a mil here in Shabbos. What's that referring to? Dalad mil where? Dalad mil when? So the Gaon says in Bir Hagra that when it says Dalad mil, it means in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, B'yayim Yenisim V'tishrei. But anywhere else in the world in any other season should be adjusted to what's Dalad mil. Let's say Dalad mil with the Tanaim said, so that's Eretz Yisrael, and 3/4 of a mil Vemaram said, so that's probably Bavel. But should be adjusted to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, what's Yom Nisan and Tishrei, and adjusted from there. Which means, when it says Dalad mil, you have to see how dark it is in Eretz Yisrael at Dalad mil, and that's the shear. And if you're going further north, it's going to be longer. Now, whatever the shear is, Dalad mil Eretz Yisrael be a minisim v'tishrei. Also, in the winter, it's going to be a little bit longer. And in the summer, it's going to be even longer than the winter. It's Dalad mil Eretz Yisrael be a minisim v'tishrei. Now, there's a way to come up with an exact determination about the darkness of the sky. Because the darkness of the sky comes specifically from how low the sun goes down below the horizon. How far below the horizon the sun goes. Now you want to discuss where the sun is. You usually, if you're doing it astronomically, you'll use degrees for that. A degree just means it's a 360th of a circle. A circle is divided up into 360 degrees. That's how the astronomers or the geometry decided to do, to make 360 degrees, and that way you'll be able to define where something is in a circle. When the sun is 90 degrees away from the center of the sky, then it sets. And then the sun continues going down. The more it goes down, the less light you're going to have from the sun. So if you could figure out, Alpi astronomy, how many degrees the sun went down at Dalad Mil, B'yom Nisan V'tishrei in Eretz Yisrael, so that's the correct shear according to the Gaon. For Dalad Mil, you'll work out that shear for anywhere else in the world. So L'chayre L'fizat, this is what we should do. Dalad Mil, actually, if the mil is 72 minutes, if Dalad Mil is 72 minutes, Dalad Mil is 16.1 degrees. There to Sol, B'yom Nisan V'tishrei, the sun goes down 16.1 degrees below the horizon. So we could, if you know the astronomical cheshbonos, we could figure out exactly when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon any place in the world at any time in the year. And that will be the Tzeisek Chum Rabbeinu Tam, Al Kapanim, that's how the Gaon learns. But the problem is, nobody does that. Nobody holds this way. There are no Peskim that hold that the Tzeisek Chum, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is when the sky becomes so dark. The way it becomes dark, Dalad Mil and Eretz Yisrael be Yom Nisan V'tishrei. Nobody waits that long. Such as man in New York in the summer is close to 2 hours. If you hold 72 minutes, if you hold 90 minutes, it's even more. And there's no one that paskins, and there's no Messiah to wait that long. We have two Mahalchim. We have the Mahalch that says 72 minutes, or 90 minutes, or an Achtel, or a Tzentel, a certain amount of time after Shkia. And we have a Mahalach that says, when I see the sky, the sky is dark, I know it's Tzeisek HaChavim. But they're both very shver. Because if you're going to go with 72 minutes, and you're going to say it's always 72 minutes. But here's the problem. 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, B'yom Nisan V'tishrei, the sky looks one way. There's a certain amount of stars that are out. There's a certain amount of hichsif going on. 72 minutes in New York, the sky isn't as dark. It's just not as dark. There's not as many stars that are out. It's not as hichsivdik. Now, our Gemara here in Shabbos, which is the main sugya, didn't mention Dalad Mil. It didn't say anything about Dalad Mil. It told me hichsiv. It told me kechavim. Now, you want to tell me that maybe I don't know what kechavim are. And even though I see a lot of kechavim, but since it's not Dalad Mil, so I know that these are not kechavim beninim, they must be kechavim gedalim, I'll accept that. You want to tell me I don't know what hichsiv is, even though it looks black to me, but it has to be blacker in order to be hichsiv, I'll accept that too. What I find impossible to accept is that when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, until it's 72 minutes, you're telling me it's not night. So that means that all these stars are all kechavim gedolim, and that this hichsiv is not hichsiv yet. But then, when I go to New York, or I go to Kolchak, if I go to Alaska, or if I go to Gateshead or to Vilna, which is much further north, and now it's 72 minutes after Shkia, and there are much fewer stars in the sky than in Eretz Yisrael 60 minutes after Shkia or 50 minutes after Shkia. There are much fewer stars in the sky. It's much brighter, it's much lighter, it's much less hichsif, and you're telling me then it's good. So kum dais, you're telling me, that how many stars are in the sky is b'chlal na kaveya, because it depends where I am. These amount of stars in the sky in Eretz Yisrael is not night. In Alaska is night. In B'yayim Nisan v'Tishrei, it's not night. In the summer, it is night. It's b'chlal na negeya the stars. It's not negeya b'chlal. Looking at the sky, a b'chlal can tell. What's the one thing that's negeya? A Gemara Masechet that says Dalad Mil. And this Dalad Mil means everywhere in the world. Whatever Dalad Mil is, it means everywhere in the world. But kum tais, it's not negeya how many kechavim are there. The same kechavim you told me kechavim gedolim in one place, you're going to tell me that kechavim beinim in another place. So this whole Gemara is not negeya. This whole Gemara is trying to teach me when bein hashmashis is, when it starts, when it ends. It's not negeya. What's negeya is one thing. Bein hashmashis starts 3.25 mil after shkia. It ends 4 mil after shkia, and there's no other keveya. How the sky looks is mamish not negeya, because it depends where you are in the world. So how does it stem with Agamar? Agamar is trying to teach you when Bein Hashmash starts and when Seisik Echavim is. And Ikechasim and Asefer. All this is mamish not negeya. You can't tell. It depends where you are in the world. It depends what the season, even if you're saying the Torah in a specific place in the world, but it depends on the season. If you'll tell me it's 72 minutes or whatever it is, or 90 minutes, or even Shai's Manius, like we said, it doesn't follow the season the same. It has a different variation. So you can't tell by Hechsef, and you can't tell by Kaicha Vechad Yayim Shtayim Bein Hashmash Shleisha Laimla. It's Zechar Mamash Apella. Elamai. So what are you going to say? No. There's a certain shear in the sky of darkness, a certain shear that we could figure out. When is Hechsef? When is Gimel Kechavim? But the problem is that everyone who goes that way, it doesn't stem with Dalad Mil. Right? That shear that they're saying it's dark. If you want to figure it out with minutes, so like Rav Moshe Feinstein figured out, he said by 50 minutes is Zichah dark enough to be Seisik Kechavim the entire year. You could say earlier, you could say later, it's totally in for your Eiseni Amayre. Now you want to do it a little bit astronomically, and make a very consistent thing. Let's say that some people do 8.5 degrees. If the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, so there, the 8.5 degree shear is 48 minutes in the summer, so it's pretty much Rav Moshe's shear. It's 45 minutes in the winter, and it's 42 minutes in the spring and fall. But that's an exact shear of darkness. Now, Rav Moshe could be had an exact shear. He just wanted to give a zman, which everyone can know, they won't have to go outside and look. So he gave his man a 50 minutes. But the 50 minutes he's saying in the summer is also good. So Kumtais is saying 8.5 degrees is already Nacht. So good. So we can figure out that shear of how dark it is in the summer after 50 minutes. In the spring, that's 42 minutes. And in the winter, it's 45 minutes. But the problem is, so what do you do with the Gemara of Dalad Mil? What do you do with Dalad Mil? It doesn't stem with Dalad Mil. Dalad Mil, in the places that are far north, like Rav Meisher writes, well, he was in Russia, in Gatesend, in these places, near Taka, it doesn't become dark, like this 8.5 degrees, like this degree of darkness, until 72 minutes. But that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara wasn't talking about those places. So, here's the problem. To say the Gemara meant, like the Gaon says, Dalad Mil B'Yemi Nisan V'Tishrei, in Eretz Yisrael, so no one holds that late. Then it comes out very, very late. No one holds that late. To say that it's Dalad Mil no matter what, so that our whole Gemara doesn't shtim. This Gemara doesn't shtim. So that doesn't have to do with Hichsif or Kechav, anything. So this Gemara is a Pella. To say that it's Talin Kechav and Hichsif no matter what, so that Gemara doesn't shtim. So where does it come Dalad Mil? You want to say Dalad Mil is in a certain place, fine. But Dalad Mil is punkt in Vilna or Gateshead or that. The Gemara was talking about that. So here's the God Grace of Pella. So what I want to do now is, I want to say two things. I don't have a teretz to the kasha. I think both shittas are very shvei. I don't have a teretz. I want to first be machriach. What was the minig? What was the psak that was done, the early psak? How did they figure out this man of Tzeisek Echavim? The emes is that till the Gaon came, all the paiskim then are like Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham, and the Levush, and the Chai Adam, and the Derech HaChayim, and all the paiskim that we have, them the like Rabbeinu Tam. Then afterwards the Gaon said Hashita, and then people started being Machmir Usa for the Gaon, and Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like the Ikub Psak is like the Gaon, Rabbeinu Tam is a Chumrah, others hold the Ikub Psak is Rabbeinu Tam, the Gaon is a Chumrah. But Lamaisa, they were noyig like Rabbeinu Tam from the times of the Shulchan Aruch, definitely before, until the times of the Gaon. So, what was the minig? How did they figure it out? Did they figure out this man, al yidei, a certain amount of time, dalad mil, or haskalat bein hashmashes, 3 1/4 mil after Shkia Sechama? Or did they figure out the time that whenever it's dark, it's Tzeisek Echavim. Whenever it's dark, Ad Kan, and they didn't care about Dalad Mil. See, the Bialach already talks about this, not in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, but in Simon Reish Sadeh Gimel by Mitzvah Shabbos, where there the Shulchan Aruch says that when you see Gimel Kechavim, it's Laila. So the Mishnah Bialach asks the Shaila, what does that mean? What if it's not Dalad Milin? So he says two terutzim. First he says that if you see Gimel Kechavim, you can name on that it's Dalad Milin. But Eina Chanami, if you know that it's not Dalad Milin, you have to wait till it's Dalad Milin. But that's a little bit shverim mitzias, because we see Gimel Kechavim before Dalad Milin, particularly the Mechaber that lived in Eretz Yisrael, there's certainly Gimel Kechavim before Dalad Milin. The Gaon says Dalad Milin is Tzeis Kol HaKechavim. There's certainly Gimel Kechavim before Dalad Milin. Then he says another teretz, which he brings from the Minchas Kayin, that once you see Kechavim, that's good enough even if it's not Dalad Milin. I, the Gemara with Dalad Milin, he says, look, there for a teretz. Not clear what the teretz is. But that sounds a little bit like the maskana of the Bir Alacha, like the Minchas Kayin. Then it says, it's mavur in common difference for him, the Chassam Seifen, the Be'akiv Emden, and others, that you don't have to wait Dalad Milin, Kechavim is good enough. But I think it's really mavur that way in all the Paiskim. I'll explain to you why. This is the Vart. If you're going to go with the Shita, that it's all totally in the clock. It's all totally in how many minutes it is after Shkia Sacham, after Shkia Rishayna. So when you want to tell somebody when Tzeisek Echavim is, you'll have to tell him about Shkia Rishayna. And tell him it's a certain amount of minutes after that. That's how he's going to figure out when Tzeisek Echavim is. Without Shkia Rishayna, he doesn't know when Tzeisek Echavim is. Now, when you want to tell him when Bein Hashmashes starts, so you're starting port of Shkia Rishayna. The answer is 3 1/4 mil after Shkia Rishayna. So 3 1/4 mil is 58.5 minutes. So it's 58.5 minutes after Shkia Rishayna. Le'idachisa, if you go the other way, if you say whenever it's dark, whenever you see the Gimel Kechavim Tanan, that's when Tzeisek Kechavim is. So when you want to know when Tzeisek Kechavim is, Shkia Rishayna is completely irrelevant. Tzeisek Kechavim is a fixed time. It's when you could see Tzeisek Kechavim, when you see the Gimel Kechavim. Now, you want to know when Bein Hashmashes starts, you're going to go backwards from Tzeisek Echavim. You'll say it's 3 1/4 mil before Tzeisek Echavim. which is Be'erich HaRevashah, 13 and a half minutes. They call it Be'erich HaRevashah, Be'erich 15 minutes before Tzeisek HaChavim. Now, if you're chesheding the other way, and someone tells you it's Be'erich HaRevashah before Tzeisek HaChavim, he didn't tell you anything. He's totally delay Tanya, but delay Tanya. But when's Tzeisek HaChavim? Tzeisek HaChavim is Dalet Mil after Shkia Rishayna. So say, it's 3 1/4 mil after Shkia Rishayna. But if you're working this way, that the Tzeisek HaChavim is the fixed time, so then you're going to say it's Be'erich HaRevashah before Tzeisek HaChavim. Now you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and in all the Paiskim, the Levush, the Chayadim, the Derech HaChayim, whoever you might have that would discuss it, and you want to know from them when is Tzeisek HaChavim. You look in Hilchas Ma'ariv, Siman Reish Lamed Hey, you look in Hilchas Ma'ariv, when is Krishma? They tell you Tzeisek HaChavim, Tzeis Gimel HaChavim, and Gimel HaChavim Beinanim is not enough. You need Gimel HaChavim Ktanim. They don't mention anything about Shkia Rishayna. You look in Hilchas Meitzayi Shabbos and Reish Tzad Gimel, you look in Hilchas Tainus. Wherever you want to find out when Tzeisek HaChavim is, it says Tzeis Gimel HaChavim, and it says, if it's cloudy, you have to wait at Shehetzer Safek Milibay. In other words, how do you tell Tzeisek HaChavim? By the sky. Tzeis Gimel HaChavim. That's what everybody says. Nobody says you look when Shkia is and you make a cheshbon how much time after Shkia. Everyone assumes you're going to know when Tzeisek HaChavim is by looking at the sky and seeing the Kechavim. Now, in Reish Samech Aleph, that's where everyone talks about when Bein HaShemashes starts. And they all give the time of Bein HaShemashes as a certain amount of time before Tzeisek HaChavim. L'char, why'd they do that? L'char, they should have to tell you it's a certain amount of time after Shkia Rishayna. But they never do. They tell you how much it is before Tzeisek HaChavim. They'll make a cheshbin. They'll make the erech a cheshbin because it mentions Shkia Rishayna the Elagabe Teisa Shabbos. So they'll make a cheshbin of the 3 1/4 mil. But when they're talking l'maisa, when Bein HaShemashes starts, they're going to discuss Bein HaShemashes as a time before Tzeisek HaChavim. Ad gedei kach, that you see in the Paiskin, that if the mil is longer, then naming on that Bein HaShemashes is early, and the Tshuvas Tam Sefer was that way, and in others, that if the mil is longer, the Bein HaShemashes starts earlier. We're ruggling thinking if the mil is longer, so kum dais, the mil is 22 and a half minutes, so kum dais, Bein HaShemashes starts later. It starts like 72 minutes after Shkia Rishayna, 22 and a half minutes before the 90 minutes man. But then ending on, it starts earlier. Then ending on, if the mil is longer, so 3/4 of the mil is longer, and the reason is because they're not going forwards from Shkia Rishayna. They're going backwards from Tzeisek HaChavim. Hamavur klar, that Tzeisek HaChavim was a time that they knew from looking at the sky. They knew when it was Tzeisek HaChavim, when they looked at the sky. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, Gimel HaChavim Ketanim, because we don't know, we're not Bekim and Beinim, but Ketanim we are. And when we see Gimel HaChavim Ketanim, then we know there's at least Gimel HaChavim Beinim. And if it's cloudy, Achieitzeh Safik Melibay. Tzeisek HaChavim is something that you can tell by itself. Hascholas Bein HaShemashes is always described as a certain amount of time before Tzeisek HaChavim. They didn't look at Shkia Rishayna Akihuzeh. Now, about the kasha, so what do you do with the Dalet Mil? L'daiti, it's the Goyin's kasha. The Goyin in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, I think, is asking this kasha. But I don't want to be ma'arich about it so much. But the Goyin and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they both ask on Rabbeinu Tam that the chush is machish l'chol roya. You could see clearly, not like Rabbeinu Tam. And they say the reason is because you could see in the morning that it's after Alayis HaShachar, and it's still plenty of stars in the sky. And the Gemara that says Dalet Mil from Shkia to Tzeisek HaChavim is the same Gemara that says Dalet Mil from Alayis HaShachar to Netzach Hama. And they're both called the thickness of the sky. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, the Chush is Machish. And the Elam has a hard time understanding what the Kash is. What do you mean the Chush is Machish? Yeah, Alayis HaShachar is Dalet Mil. And says the Chum is Dalet Mil. Alayis HaShachar 72, says Chum 72. How could the Chush be Machish? Elamai, you mean to say that you see more stars before 72? So why did you have to go to Alayis HaShachar for that? Ask the Kasha and says the Chum Gufa, that there are more stars before Dalet Mil. Why are you asking the Kasha from Alayis HaShachar? But B'kitz and Nimritz, I think the Teretz is because everybody knew when Alayis HaShachar was. The people, that the Gaon is addressing, Klal Yisrael, the Lamedim, they didn't have any suffix when Alayis HaShachar is. Alayis HaShachar is not 72. Alayis HaShachar is when you see the first light in the sky. That's Alayis HaShachar. No one had any suffix about it. It wasn't the Shaila B'chal. Also, everybody knew when Tzeisah Kechavim was. Tzeisah Kechavim is when you see Gimel Kechavim, like all the Paiskim say. No one had any suffix about that either. And Gaon wasn't coming to Mechadish that. The Gaon Be'ikah was coming to Mechadish is that Bein HaShmashis doesn't start, Bein HaShmashis starts in Shkiyah Sechama. That's what the Gaon was being Mechadish. So he was saying that how could you say that the Tzeisah Kechavim of the Gemara Pesachim means Laila? That Tzeisah Kechavim is the same as Alayis HaShachar. And you go Alayis HaShachar, you see that the sky is full of stars. You see it's much in that case earlier, but in the corresponding case later than Laila. This is not Tzeis Gimel Kechavim. Take a look. Get up in the morning. You see clearly it's after Alayis HaShachar. You know when Alayis HaShachar is. You see clearly that the sky is darker than Tzeisah Kechavim. That's what he means, the Chush is Machish. Taka Apel de Kekasha. I don't have any teretz. But what I think is like this. Even if we're not going to be Makabal Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Gemara Pesachim and say that Dalad Mil is not when Tzeisah Kechavim is, and V'harayi, we see the Kechavim before, and not just Tam because we see the Kechavim before, but that was Makubal in Klal Yisrael that Avad Tzeisah Kechavim wasn't Dalad Milim, and it certainly wasn't Dalad Milim in Eretz Yisrael B'yom Nisan V'Tishrei and adjusted to the whole thing. No one ever did that. But you could still learn that Mishatishka Achama is different than Shkiyas Achama. And the hechich to say it is that we don't see any Kechavim 3.25 mil after Shkiyas Achama, even in Eretz Yisrael B'yom Nisan V'Tishrei. So the minig was to count Tzeis Kechavim when we see Kechavim, and start Bein HaShmashis 3/4 mil before. That could still be Kayim. That's what the Rishayim them done. The Rishayim them done that Bein HaShmashis doesn't start from Shkiyas Achama. The Rishayim them done that Bein HaShmashis is a later thing, B'shatishka Achama. They thought that was Pshat in the Gemara Pesachim. The guy is asking, it doesn't stim. So I'm just pointing out, I don't know if this is a Yishuv B'chlal, but you could still learn that Tzeisah Kechavim, it's not Ogefek from anywhere to say that Tzeisah Kechavim is when we take a see Kechavim like the Minig was. And Bein HaShmashis is 3/4 mil earlier. And the Gemara Pesachim can be Asher like the Gaon. That means Tzeis Kol HaKechavim. But the Raya that Mishatishka Acham is later in Shkiyas Acham is partially because we don't see Kechavim otherwise. That's just a suggestion. But the Ikir is, it seems to me, Bar, that the minig was always to count Tzeisah Kechavim when you see Kechavim. At the Kach, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a watch, and you know that yesterday, at this time on the watch was Tzeisah Kechavim, and today it's cloudy, you can name on that since yesterday was Tzeisah Kechavim, so well, today it's also Tzeisah Kechavim. And how do you know yesterday was Tzeisah Kechavim this time? Because you saw the Kechavim. Vayistay, they never used the watch, B'chlal. The Mishnah Berurah only says he used the watch B'yom HaMe'unan. Normal, you see it from the sky. So these are all the other shiurim. In other words, if you're going to use the first method that we said, use the clock, and say, then you have the shiur of 72 minutes or 90 minutes, depending if the mill is 18 and a half or 22, 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, like we were marchiv, it depends how you learn the Gemara in Pesachim, if the 40 mil is between Eitz and Shkiyah, or the 40 mil is in Alayis and Tzeis. You can make it Shor Yizmanias, you can make it an Achtel, a Tzentel. Or you could figure it out by looking at the sky. So, and the Chanami, different Paiskim might have different ways of saying when they know that there's already Tzeis Gimel Kechavim by looking at the sky. Anytime you give a clock amount, they're going to have to adjust that clock amount to the time of the year and to the place where it is if you want it 100% accurate. You could say, just go outside and look. And you could use astronomical degrees, you could use how far the sun goes down, because that's a consistent way of just saying how dark the sky is. It's just our shortcut way, I say you'd have to go outside and see, and it might be cloudy. Like this, we know, because we know where the sun is, so we know how dark the sky is going to be. That's the pshat in degrees. The ones who do it that way, it's usually mekubal that by 8.5 degrees, it's vaday, it's already gimel kechavim. That's the sugya. And in the notes, I was marchiv a little bit more about the things we discussed here. I made a shtickle, I was marchiv a little bit more. I said most of the shtickle in the shiur, but it's marchiv a little bit more in the notes.